These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, June 26th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. The Wi-Fi Alliance has begun certifying products that support WPA3, the successor to the WPA2 security protocol that's been in use since 2004. WPA3 comes with additional protections for devices connected over Wi-Fi, making it harder for anybody to crack passwords and also limiting the data hackers could see even if they get that far. New routers and gadgets that support WPA3 will get these new protections, as will older devices that get updated. Devices that support WPA3 can still connect with devices that use WPA2. The Orlando Police Department announced it has ended its pilot of Amazon's face recognition software. Last month, the ACLU released hundreds of documents, including emails from the Orlando Police Department and Oregon's Washington County Sheriff's Office, detailing how the software is used, which can scan surveillance images to match subject faces against police databases, such as mugshot photos. Even though Amazon disclosed the partnerships, emails revealed that some officials were using the software to identify unconscious and deceased citizens, and also witnesses who weren't suspected of crimes. Last week, Amazon employees circulated an open letter to CEO Jeff Bezos, asking him to stop selling recognition to police. More than 650 Salesforce employees have signed a petition addressed to CEO Mark Benioff, asking the company to end a contract with U.S. Customs and Border Protection. This follows similar requests from Microsoft and Amazon employees. More than 100 Microsoft employees signed a petition asking the company to cut ties with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Previously, a dozen Google employees resigned in opposition to the company's involvement with Project Maven, which is a Pentagon drone warfare initiative. Google has said it won't renew its contract with the Pentagon. Apple released the first public beta of iOS 12. Members of Apple's beta testing program will receive the iOS 12 beta update over the air after installing the proper certificate. iOS 12 includes new features like group FaceTime, local multiplayer shared AR experiences, new Animoji, and a new Memoji feature. Mozilla announced a future feature to Firefox called Firefox Monitor, a security tool that uses Troy Hunt's Have I Been Pwned database to alert accounts included in known data breaches. Firefox Monitor will let users know the extent of the personal data exposed and offer tips on how to secure accounts. Mozilla is also considering a service that would notify people when new breaches include their submitted data. The Firefox Monitor tool rolls out next week to around 250 users. Oculus is expanding in Europe, Canada, and the UK, opening up online purchases for the Oculus Go and bringing the device to over 300 physical stores. Oculus Go was first announced back in October. After losing its license to operate in London last September, Uber has some good news. After a company appeal, a judge has granted Uber a provisional 15-month license. One of the issues was how Uber was monitoring and reporting complaints on the platform and how it shared those complaints to the police in cases when they related to criminal activity. Another issue was if Uber had been trying to evade regulatory scrutiny. And finally, the Google Home now habla español. The Google Assistant has supported Spanish for some time, but is now available through the Home Mini, or the Home Max after rolling out over the last 2 weeks. Three localized versions of Spanish are available, one for Spain, Mexico, and the U.S. Google's also launching the Spanish-enabled smart devices in Mexico starting today. Google announced earlier this year it would be adding 22 new languages to Assistant by the end of 2018. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Daily Tech Headlines is supported by you. Thanks to everyone who supports the show at patreon.com/DTNS. Could not do it without you. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll talk to you next time.